Trump touts zero migrants released into U.S. after illegally crossing border in May. By Nick Gilbertson on June 20, 2025. Washington President Donald Trump on Friday touted zero illegal aliens being released into the United States interior for the month of May. Compared to the tens of thousands who poured in under former President Joe Biden's catch-and-release policy in May 2024. More than 62,000 migrants who illegally crossed into the United States in May 2024 were released into the U.S. interior under the Biden administration, as Breitbart News Texas's Bob Price reported on Wednesday, citing figures from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Trump took to Truth Social on Friday to highlight the drop to zero last month, as the change underscores the effectiveness of his border policies. Zero border crossings for the month for Trump, versus sick, 60,000 for sleepy, crooked Joe Biden, a man who lost the 2020 presidential election by a landslide. Biden was grossly incompetent, and the 2020 election was a total fraud, Trump wrote. Trump notably ended catch and release through executive action upon taking office, as well as taking a slew of other measures to secure the border. The post comes as substantial questions persist about Biden's competency during his presidency, with many zeroing in on the apparent repeated use of an auto-open to sign key documents during his administration. It also comes as the FBI has reportedly provided Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, with an intelligence report alleging China produced fraudulent American driver's licenses on a mass scale for fake mail-in ballots for the 2020 election. In his post, Trump also called for a special prosecutor to be appointed. "The evidence is massive and overwhelming. A special prosecutor must be appointed," he wrote. "This cannot be allowed to happen again in the United States of America. Let the work begin. What this crooked man, and his corrupt cronies, have done to our country in 4 years, is grossly indescribable. Make America great again," he wrote.